Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about eyes. Wow, we all have them, so do your dogs and cats. What's normal look like? Well, they're clear, they're bright, no excessive tearing. That's what we all want to see. Stop right now and go look at your animal's eyes. Well, when we're done, maybe. Stop and look at your animal's eyes to see what normal looks like. Because what we're going to talk about is the abnormal. One of the most common things we see is pink eye. Now, the pink eye that you get and the pink eye that your dog or cat gets are two different diseases. We see it most commonly in dogs, so we're going to talk about pink eye in dogs. The type of pink eye that dogs get, you can get. The kind of pink eye you get, your dog or cat cannot get. What does that mean? Well, it means when you're treating your dog for pink eye, do not put your contacts in without washing your hands really, really well. As a matter of fact, I recommend people who wear contacts not be the one that treats the animal. It's too easy for you to transfer from your dog to your eyes, so don't do that. Another good thing that happens to eyes is viruses. We talked about herpes viruses in cats. That's one of those things that just can happen. What about injury to the eyes? That's something we see really, really often. A lot of times the injury that we see are ulcers. Well, what's an ulcer? An ulcer is actually a break in the cornea, that bright, pretty, clear eye outside of your eye. You scratch it, gets fluid in it. And when the water gets in it, the fluid gets in it, it changes it from nice and clear to kind of what a hazy blue color that you and I will see. If you see that cloudiness in your dog's or cat's eyes, you need to bring them to me, and really pretty fast, preferably within the next 24 hours. It's one of those things that can really get to your animal and get to them very quickly and cause a lot of difficulty. One of the injuries to the eyes are foreign bodies behind the third eyelid. Your dog and cat both have a third eyelid, and they can bring those up at will. Like when they're out in the field going through the grass, they can bring up the third eyelid to protect their eyes. They kind of look over the top of it, kind of like looking over the top of your glasses. You and I don't have that. If you look in the mirror, there's a little tiny pink thing in the inside corner of your eye. That's all you have left of a third eyelid. You don't need them. You don't run through the brush like we used to when we were on all fours, I guess. Behind that, sometimes we'll get a little piece of plant material. We see it in hunting dogs quite often, but anybody that's out running in tall grass can get something behind there, a seed, a plant on, those little stickery things that you stick to your socks when you're out walking. I've seen those behind that, and boy, can those do a lot of damage to an eye. Most of the time, it causes an ulcer, and we get the cloudiness. Also, dogs and cats get cataracts, just like you and I do. What's the biggest cause? Probably diabetes, to be real honest with you. Again, no fat animals. We've talked about fat animals before. Do not let your animals get fat. Age. We actually see cataracts happening in age. Just like me, I had mine removed because I'm getting older and I had the cataracts. We also have a condition called nuclear plaque. Sounds like something out of Space Wars, but basically what it is junk on the back of the lens. It's not really a cataract, but what it does is it causes your cat or dog not to be able to see as well in subdued light. Dogs and cats see much better than you and I when it's dusk or partially dark. Nobody can see, including your dog and cat, in the total darkness, but they see much better in subdued light than you and I do. Nuclear plaque cuts that down. So when your animal ages and gets this as a matter of aging, you need to put some lights in the hallway in the house or put a bright light on the back porch so they can find the house after they go to the bathroom. Lots of things that people have, dogs can get too. Glaucoma, for instance. Anterior and posterior uveitis. Detached retinas. The thing these three things have in common is either a lot of pain and or very sudden loss of eyesight. If all at once your dog starts running into things, and yesterday he wasn't, today he is, and you look in his eyes and you don't see that normal, pretty, clean, bright, shiny eye, probably ought to bring him to me fairly soon. This is one of those things that we can do a lot for, but at the same time, it needs to be taken care of fairly quickly. One of the problems that we have is what's called entropion. Entropion is inherited. Usually we pick it up in puppies. Sometimes they outgrow it. But if they don't, then when they get a little older, we have to do surgery. Basically, it's an eyelid tuck. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I do not do eyelid tucks on people, only on dogs and cats. Entropion can be a really severe problem. One of the things with eyes that I hear a lot about is excessive tearing. Most of the time, it's not really excessive tearing. It's failure of the tears to go down the nasal lacrimal duct and go into the nose, which is where it's supposed to go. That's something that happens to you and I. That's why your nose runs when you cry. We're supposed to have a nice, active nasal lacrimal duct. A lot of animals don't. Short-nosed breeds are a problem. Also, poodles seem to not have very good nasal lacrimal ducts. Well, this is Dr. Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center. We'll talk to you again next week. And as always, our telephone number is 243-2121.